Listen, there's a great work to be done. As soon as you win this court battle, you must deliver this message. Take advantage of this opportunity and declare a powerful message to this world. He expects more of us. He believes we can do more. Who's going to stop Christ? Who's going to stop Christ from getting this work done?
This is Behind the Work.
Welcome to Behind the Work. I'm Grant Turgeon. War is a tragedy. Think about all the wars in human history. 6,000 years of needless bloodshed, conquest, violence, chaos, strife, human beings slaughtering each other just simply because their leaders told them to. They're greedy, selfish leaders seeking more land, more wealth, more power. Not really the greatest justification for the loss of millions and millions of human lives over the course of history. War is a tragedy. It's a shame to see husbands, fathers, brothers, sons, even women more recently, being slain in battle. And not only that, what about all of the casualties beyond the battlefield where innocent civilians, even women and children, are slaughtered? War is a tragedy. War is truly the worst of human nature on full display. The getaway of life inspired by Satan the devil. And yet, for us spiritually in God's one true church, supporting God's work today, we also are in a war. Perhaps we could see this spiritual war as a tragedy as well, but it is also absolutely necessary. It is for a much greater cause than any physical war. We absolutely must fight and defeat the devil or become his slaves. Perhaps the greatest victory in the history of God's church, maybe even in the history of mankind, is when the Philadelphia Church of God prevailed against the Worldwide Church of God in a 6-year court case, a 6-year war of attrition. Human leader versus human leader, church versus church, one church trying to deliver God's true gospel message to the world, and another church doing everything it could to shut that message down. Now, as you probably know, the PCG prevailed in this court case. The WCG blinked first. They got tired of fighting first. They ran out of resources first. Their will was broken first. God himself forced the Worldwide Church of God to surrender. Now, as much as war physically is a tragedy, war spiritually is a necessity. PCG Pastor General Gerald Fleury said this past summer, we need to get more war thinking into our minds. Constantly in the Bible, we are admonished to be good Christian soldiers. 2 Timothy 2 verse 4 is an example of this. Or 2 Timothy 2 verse 3, you therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Hebrews 12 verse 4 tells us to resist unto blood, striving against sin. We are expected to be soldiers for God. We are expected to fight for God and fight against the devil, no matter what. Now, this court case victory, after a six-year struggle against the WCG, truly has a lot to teach us. There are a lot of really inspiring parallels to our daily spiritual war. The battles that we must fight every single day. We can learn a lot from this court case victory by the PCG and apply it in our everyday lives. Now, this court case victory, despite being totally miraculous, or aside from being totally miraculous, was also just a complete shock to everyone. Even though we knew it would happen, it was actually prophesied in the Bible to happen. And yet it was still a shock, because the way it happened seemed impossible. To human eyes, from a human understanding, it looked like the Philadelphia Church of God lost the court case. The church won the first round, lost the second round, lost an appeal to the Supreme Court, and was headed to damages against a church that considered it their Christian duty to keep the writings of Herbert W. Armstrong out of print forever. Now, to wiggle around that statement, the WCG made all kinds of false claims in court. They repeatedly perjured themselves. They said they were willing to put the works of Mr. Armstrong online, Mystery of the Ages, put it online. But of course, they wanted to write a lengthy introduction to the book, calling Mr. Armstrong a heretic, and anyone who would agree with him a cultist. So obviously that was not a real valid offer to distribute Mystery of the Ages. They also said they were open to licensing the copyrights of Mr. Armstrong's writings. And yet that was a lie as well. They repeatedly lied, just like the devil in court. And yet, the courts of the land, human courts deceived by human lies, went right along with what the WCG said. And it looked like the PCG was doomed. It looked like we were headed to damages. We'd probably have to pay millions of dollars in damages for daring to print Mr. Armstrong's greatest book, Mystery of the Ages. For all intents and purposes, the PCG had lost. And yet, Mr. Fleury and the church had not stopped fighting. Habakkuk 1 verse 5 says, "Behold you among the heathen, and regard and wonder marvelously, for I will work a work in your days which you will not believe, though it be told you." Again, this was truly an unbelievable victory for the PCG. The lead lawyer for the church, Mark Helms, said, "I never believed this would happen, but it has happened." How? How did the PCG possibly prevail? Headed for a damages trial, about to be down millions of dollars, paying back the WCG for going to court with them. And yet, the PCG was about to obtain not only Mystery of the Ages, but the copyrights to 18 other writings by Mr. Armstrong as well. Consider the very date that the PCG and the WCG agreed to general terms for a settlement. January 16th, 2003. The WCG agreed on January 16th, 2003, exactly 17 years to the date after Mr. Armstrong died, to accept $2 million for 19 written works of Mr. Armstrong. The WCG had plenty of reason to duck out of the court case. They knew that Mr. Fleury and the PCG would fight all the way through the damages trial and continue to expose the WCG even more for their treachery and what many people would consider to be illegal activity, taking the tithes of thousands and thousands of supporters of God's work and basically just hoarding all that wealth, shutting down the work, the message that these people were supporting with their money, and just keeping the money. That's what the leaders of the WCG did after Mr. Armstrong died in 1986. And the court case was the perfect opportunity to expose everything these wretched rebels were doing. So yes, the WCG was ready to get out of the court case. They, of all days, agreed to settle and sell the copyrights on January 16th, the very last date they ever would have chosen if God hadn't forced them to submit. They knew the significance of January 16th and would have rather settled on any other date. And yet God made them settle on January 16th, 2003, as a clear sign that he was personally involved in this court case victory. Now, the terms of the settlement were agreed on January 16th with one condition by the WCG. They wanted the PCG to return or destroy all court documents that would expose what the WCG had done. Mr. Fleury immediately rejected this demand. He famously proclaimed that he was getting his second wind to head to the damages trial and keep fighting. Back to the military analogy. In military terms, Mr. Fleury initiated stand or die protocol. Under a stand or die order from a commanding officer, a soldier either stands and fights until victory is achieved, or he dies trying. Retreat is not an option under any circumstances. Now, for all of us spiritually, we must follow this example. We must follow Mr. Fleury's faith as he follows Jesus Christ, as Christ, of course, always follows God. But we have to fight, no matter what, even when it appears all is lost. Christ set the ultimate example of this, following God's command to stand or die, perfectly submitting to that command for 33 and a half years. Christ shed his blood. Again, Hebrews 12, verse 4. Christ went to the death, fighting for you and me, fighting for all of us to have a chance at eternal life in the kingdom of God. One sin, and it would have been over for all mankind. All mankind would just have this physical life, die at the end of this life, and never live again if Christ had sinned even once in 33 and a half years. Instead, Christ resisted unto blood, striving against sin. And he expects us to follow that example and do the same. We must be overcoming and growing. We should not say, "I can't." We should not use such negative language. When we say, "I can't," we're right. We make it a self-fulfilling prophecy. Of course we can't overcome and grow and change the way God wants us to if we say, "I can't." We should say something like, "I can't yet. I can't apart from God. I can't without God's help. But with God's help, anything is possible. It's all about the attitude. It's all about the mentality. Jesus Christ used positive language, urgent language. He said things like, I must or I will, not I can't. We must stand or die. We can with God. We must say the following to ourselves each day. I must give God victories. I will give God victories. That's what God is looking for. Crushing anything in our lives that gets in the way of our relationship with Him. Anything that is an idol. Anything that steals our heart, our desires, our focus away from God and His work. We have to wipe it out. So again, January 16th, 2003, general terms of a settlement between the WCG and the PCG were agreed to, except for that ominous paragraph 11 from the WCG requiring the PCG to return or destroy all court documents that would expose them. And then 50 days later, on March 7th, the WCG dropped paragraph 11 and they signed the deal to turn over copyrights to the PCG. Between January 16th and March 7th, 2003, what were 50 days? The number 50 is interesting. It's actually the number of Jubilee, freedom from bondage. As Mr. Fleury said in a sermon the next day, March 8th, 2003, the PCG actually obtained freedom through ownership of the 19 copyrights. Mr. Fleury called the court case the greatest victory we have ever won in the PCG. He continued, God was not going to let the courts deliver us. God was going to let everybody know that no one freed us but God Himself. What an inspiration to all of us individually. Each day we fight for God. God also fights our battles for us. Now we all seek freedom. We all want to fight for freedom. The freedom we seek is just 2 hours away. We need to lock in these habits of 1 hour of prayer and 1 hour of Bible study every day. That can be a challenge, but it's something to build toward over time. Building those habits every day, eliminating things that take us away from reaching that goal. But when we invest the time and the effort into our prayer and Bible study, we'll notice a difference. Our thinking is clear. We are at peace. Everything changes when we really do fight for God spiritually in our prayer, in our Bible study, to put on the whole armor of God as described in Ephesians chapter 6. Now, in that court case victory in 2003, the PCG actually obtained great spoils. The spoils of war, the spoils of total victory. Consider these 19 tremendous titles now available for free at thetrumpet.com. Thanks to the court case victory, all of these precious writings of Mr. Armstrong, the incredible human potential, the missing dimension in sex, the wonderful world tomorrow, what it will be like, pagan holidays or God's holy days, which day is the Christian Sabbath, the United States and Britain in prophecy, why marriage soon obsolete, does God exist, the proof of the Bible, the plain truth about healing, what science can't discover about the human mind, the seven laws of success, what is faith, just what do you mean, born again, who or what is the prophetic beast, the autobiography of Herbert W. Armstrong, and the old 58-lesson Ambassador College Bible Correspondence course. The spoils of victory, precious truth from God through Mr. Armstrong to all of us. And we can't have a ho-hum, take-it-or-leave-it mentality about this truth. The PCG fought for it, to obtain it, and to deliver it to the world. And we must really value it and study it and cherish it every day. Victory is rewarded with spoils. We can obtain victories in our personal lives through our prayer, through our Bible study, through regular fasting. It's recommended to fast 10 to 12 times a year to humble ourselves, to root out materialism, to replace a physical focus with a spiritual focus. We have to be recharged spiritually by prayer, Bible study, meditation, fasting, and fellowship. Digging into our battle trenches, cocking our guns, and preparing to charge fearlessly into battle once again. Mr. Fleury said, the court case is going to make us a changed people. This is going to help our prayer life. It will help our faith. And we'll be stronger people. We can all study a lot more into the court case by studying Mr. Fleury's Habakkuk booklet, available to you for free at thetrumpet.com. Also, Mr. Stephen Fleury's book, Raising the Ruins. And we should be inspired by that history. We should understand that history of total victory. We need to use war thinking to examine that court case victory that God won for us. And then we can make Mr. Fleury's prediction come true. We can let that court case history change us and stir us to greater victories in the future. Greater victories for God's church, greater victories for our personal lives. We can really improve our prayer life and our faith and become stronger when we understand this miraculous court case victory. Thanks so much for listening today. I'm Grant Turgeon. This has been Behind the Work.
You've been listening to Behind the Work. Email your thoughts to comments at kpcg.fm. Listen for a new episode each Monday at 12 p.m. Central Time.